television and radio stations in the United States will now cease their regular programming.
As it's written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren," which is adelphos in the Greek, "that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep," which is a figure of speech, which means to die of natural causes or to be killed before the seventh trumpet, "but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump," which means the seventh trumpet. "For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." All flesh dies at the seventh trumpet, in other words, and is changed, that is to say, translated into spiritual bodies, "and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption," in other words, this flesh body must be destroyed before we can change or be translated into our spiritual bodies, "and this mortal must put on immortality." Having covered the bodies, this mortal applies to the soul, as in the first resurrection into eternal life, which all who are part of the many-membered body of the true Christ at that time will take part in at the seventh trumpet when the true Christ returns. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, when all flesh is changed into spiritual bodies, that is to say, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, the soul resurrected into eternal life at either the first resurrection or the second resurrection after the 1,000 years are finished, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." Because if you take part in either the first or second resurrection into eternal life by believing upon Christ Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, you can't die the second death, which is the death of the soul in the lake of fire. So with that having been said, we go now to Hebrews chapter 11 with a word of wisdom from our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it," by faith that is to say, "the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds," which means the world ages, "were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." So here with Abel and Enoch, we see a type of the two groups of the Zadok, the 7,000 that you can read of in Romans chapter 11, those souls under the altar who were killed throughout the centuries for the word of God and for the testimony which they held that you can read of in Revelation chapter 6 verses 9 through 11, where they're told to rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants and their brethren, that's Adelphos in the Greek, and Philadelphia is Philadelphos, that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Not literally murdered as Abel was, but delivered up to death, which is one of Satan's names, which is when the Holy Spirit speaks through those of the Zadok who are alive and remaining during the 5-month-long hour of temptation. That's what Enoch is symbolic of, with Abel being symbolic of those souls under the altar. You can read of in the fifth seal in Revelation chapter 6, and in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, you see the fifth seal there as well. Their brethren, the Adelphos, the Church of Philadelphia, which is the Zadok, 232 of that number, possibly, which is what Enoch symbolizes, as well as their fellow servants, which are the 144,000 who are the church of Smyrna, as well as whosoever will out of the other churches written of in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, all who will repent and come out of the confusion because of what the Holy Spirit will say through those who are delivered up during the sixth trumpet. And then at the seventh trumpet, they'll be translated into spiritual bodies with eternal souls in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 3.5 days after the two witnesses, who are most likely Moses and Elijah, are killed literally in Jerusalem. Remember, Moses and Elijah were on the Mount of Transfiguration, but translation and transfiguration are two different words. Translation means to transfer, i.e. literally transport, carry over, change, as in the change into the spiritual bodies with immortal souls at the seventh trumpet, as far as those who are alive spiritually and physically and remain on earth when the true Christ returns. returns, and that's when the full number of the Zadok are gathered together, both those symbolized by Abel, who was murdered, as well as those symbolized by Enoch, who was translated instantly into his spiritual body and didn't see death, meaning it was a sudden and painless transition, as opposed to being murdered or dying of old age. So the souls under the altar in Revelation chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 are symbolized by Abel in Hebrews chapter 11, and those alive and remaining unto the return of the true Christ are symbolized by Enoch, in my opinion. Remember, it's only the Zadok who can approach Christ until the 1,000 years are finished, but the fellow servants will serve as priests also, as we know from Ezekiel 44. And Enoch also, as it's written in the 14th verse of Jude, the 7th from Adam, prophesied of these, speaking of the fallen angels who will be destroyed at the 7th trumpet, saying, not writing, but saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, the rest of the 7,000, that is to say. This Greek word translated as 10,000s just means a myriad, which means an innumerable multitude, 7 being spiritual completeness, to execute judgment upon all and to convict all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So clearly this is speaking of the return of the true Christ at the 7th trumpet, and the armies of heaven that return with Christ at the 7th trumpet are those of the Zadok who have lived and died throughout the centuries, who will live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years, along with the rest of the Zadok who are gathered to Jerusalem also at that time, after they're translated into spiritual bodies with immortal souls. The same goes for the 144,000 and all who overcome, which means to have the victory, but only the Zadok can approach Christ until the 1,000 years are finished. And this goes back to what they did in the first world age when Satan first rebelled. And as you can see in Genesis chapter 5, for the most part, those written of in that chapter lived to be about 900 years old and died of old age. But all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And remember also, the hour of temptation was shortened for the elect's sake from 7 years to 5 months. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. In other words, rather than being murdered as Abel was, or dying of old age as all the others written of in Genesis chapter 5, God transferred Enoch's soul from a flesh body into a spiritual body instantly, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. He was not, because he was no longer in his flesh body. God took him out of his flesh body and put him into his spiritual body. Enoch being the 7th from Adam, a type of what happens at the 7th trumpet, the abrupt transition by the hand of God from the terrestrial body to the celestial body. Abel being symbolic of those of the Zadok who lived and died throughout the centuries. Enoch being symbolic of those of the Zadok who are alive and remaining when the true Christ returns at the 7th trumpet. And as you can see, Hebrews 11:13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Again, these all died in faith. Abel in verse 4, Enoch in verse 5. And as you can see in the first verse of Hebrews chapter 12, a great cloud of witnesses. Christ returns with the armies of heaven at the 7th trumpet, when all are changed into spiritual bodies, but only the Zadok are caught up together with them in the clouds, which means a cloud of witnesses, which can also mean martyrs, as you can see when you look up that word witnesses in the Greek, to meet the Lord in the air, which means in the spiritual bodies, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Paul including himself, because he was one of the Zadok, and Paul was the one God used to write the first epistle to the Thessalonians. But if only the Zadok can approach Christ until after the 1,000 years are finished, then that's all this can apply to at the 7th trumpet. But after the 1,000 years are finished, then we which are alive and remain means the entire many-membered body of the true Christ, because everyone else will have been blotted out in the lake of fire, which is the second death. At that point, the clouds are everyone left, all those who believed upon Christ the Savior, the only begotten Son of God. And then, after the 1,000 years are finished, so shall we, which means all who are saved, the full many-membered body of the true Christ, ever be with the Lord forever and ever in the third world age, the eternity.